Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell back with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to talk about whether or not you should borrow money to invest. This question has come up in a few situations with clients recently and in some emails. Could I say no more aggressively on this one? Absolutely not. In many ways, investing is easy once you've figured it out, but it can also be difficult until you have it figured out. And what is it? We just want to make money on money that we've earned and save. That's what we want to do. But along the way, it can be difficult. You have to avoid bad investments that are out there and people that promote them. In some cases, you may need to become familiar with tax benefits associated with different investments. Sometimes you have to battle yourself and just the events that happen in your life that can get in the way. But as you figure it out, you realize that it just comes down to saving and investing in what we think should be broad-based index funds or ETFs over a long period of time, using the benefits of compound interest, using a simplish approach. And this can take a long time to seem like you're making some progress, but it can work. What about the idea of borrowing money? I mean, it's really this simple. When you borrow money, you have more money to invest so you can make more money. And if the interest rate is low on what you borrow, let's say it's 1, 2, 3%, you can make more money on your investments than what you're paying in interest. So why not do it? In fact, it really sounds like a complete no-brainer and easy money. In a brokerage account, this is known as investing on margin or margin trading, maybe. Well, if it was only this easy, the issue is that it may seem like a great idea unless it just doesn't work out. There are so many things that can go wrong. Your investments go through a sell-off and it's prolonged or lengthy, and you still have to make your loan payments. You're going to have to start pulling money from other sources to do this. And this is going to be stressful, right? What happens if you lose work or have an unexpected event in your life that forces you to leave work? And maybe your investments aren't doing so well when that happens. Hopefully you can see where I'm going with this. This can get dangerous. Over my career, some of the worst outcomes I've seen in the financial services industry, generally amongst institutional type of investors, were investments that were leveraged or borrowed money that didn't work out. And it brought down some firms and the investors in those firms. Our clientele are investors working hard to save and invest for their future. They don't need to be borrowing money or using leverage to juice their investment returns. It's not what we recommend. You can do it, but I hope you don't end up on the wrong side of a couple of unfortunate events. Just keep your investments straightforward and honest, and don't look to make a quick buck.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.